With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Another group sounds an alarm over the crisis at our southern border. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the details.
A group of 10 retired FBI directors and counterintelligence experts have sent a letter to Congress warning of the potentially catastrophic impact of President Biden's open border policies. They note a flood of military-aged men from nations hostile to the U.S. are entering the country, including young men from China and Russia. Quoting from the letter, "The threat we call out today is new and unfamiliar. In its modern history, the U.S. has never suffered an invasion of the homeland, and yet one is unfolding now," end quote. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the United Nations top court has ordered Israel to do all it can to prevent death, destruction, and any acts of genocide in Gaza. In a statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is at war with Hamas terrorists, not Palestinian civilians.
The charge of genocide leveled against Israel is not only false, it's outrageous, and decent people everywhere should reject it. On the eve of the International Holocaust Remembrance Day, I again pledge as Israel's Prime Minister, never again. Israel will continue to defend itself against Hamas, a genocidal terror organization.
The court also calling on Hamas terrorists to release the hostages who are still in captivity. Inflation cooled further last month. Today's report showing the prices rose just 0.2% from November to December, a pace consistent with pre-pandemic levels. Stocks are hanging near their record highs as Wall Street heads toward the close of its 12th winning week in the last 13. The Dow is up 41 points. The Nasdaq, though, is down 41. This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates are outraged.
They've been trying for several years to no avail to get the Biden administration to put Nigeria on its list of countries of particular concern because of the violent persecution of Christians there. This week, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was visiting Nigeria, and while he was there, Muslim terrorists massacred at least 25 Christians in an attack on a village in Plateau State. The terrorist also burned the local church to the ground. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Minnesota legislature has kicked off debate on whether to join the list of states that allow physician-assisted suicide. A House Health Committee took the unusual step Thursday of giving the bill a hearing even before the legislature session formally convenes on February the 12th. A suicide measure was first introduced in Minnesota 9 years ago. This is SRN News. The FTC has launched an investigation into the relationships between the nation's big tech providers and new artificial intelligence companies.
Government antitrust regulators have ordered cloud providers Amazon, Google, and Microsoft, along with AI startups Anthropic and OpenAI, to provide information about their investments and partnerships. FTC Chairwoman Lina Khan says the FTC is scrutinizing whether relationships between these firms will exert undue influence.
Will this be a moment of opening up markets to fair and free competition?
Or will a handful of tech giants
concentrate control over these key tools?
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And the Atlanta Falcons hiring L.A. Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris as their new head coach. He had previously coached the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for 3 seasons. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.